Mr. Schwartz. Mr. Schwartz. And after Mr. Schwartz, I have Mr. Loveday. Oh, I beg your pardon. Have I jumped? May we reverse the two since he's there? No, please, since you're there. My sincere apologies.
Mr. Chairman, I've been rather amused, in fact, highly amused today, to note that the advocates of monetary discipline have very severely felt the strain of platform discipline. You could see that by their faces when the bell tolled. Truly, as Professor Harness said, if there's inflation, it's because people want inflation. And that applies to speeches as well as to money. Now, ministers in Britain have tried to persuade discipline the British people by telling them that no one benefits from inflation. Well, that's patently wrong. A lot of people do benefit from inflation. And if you're going to have inflation, you might as well call it bluff by letting everybody benefit from it so that nobody benefits from it. When there's a coronation procession or the Lord Mayor's show in Britain, some clever people come along with an orange box and stand upon it to get a better view of the procession. They do get a better view. But if everybody took an orange box along, nobody would get a better view, and that would stop it. At a ball game, when there's an exciting, when something exciting happens, some people get up from their seats and start bobbing up and down, and then a lot of other people get up in their seats, and then a lot more. And it goes on until nearly everybody stands up, and somebody at the back says, "Sit down, you fools," or something worse than that, and then they all sit down sheepishly. Now, if we're going to have inflation, let's all join in it. That is what has happened in Britain. First of all, you've had the early beneficiaries, the workers with their cost of living index, and then, of course, profits have benefited from it. No government servants are joining in, and local servants, policemen, teachers, and everybody else is going to get on an orange box. And finally, the ordinary investor is trying to get on the orange box, and the result is that the British government has to pay 7%. You can get a 7% yield on British government securities. 7% yield on British government securities. That's because the simple-minded rentier of the past now wants to get on an orange box with a higher level. Let's have the inflation. Let's all join in it. That's the quickest way to stop it.